Center packing with a wet spot.
Don't feel bad. I feel very confident that he bagged her many, many times.
Yes. Yes.
Pardon me?
Experience those lips again and again and again and again and again and again.
Mike's comment about center packing the wet spot.
Center on her way with the wet spot on her butt.
As fun as that is to do.
Yeah.
Funny, I've heard that so many times, it just went right through me. Didn't even pause.
I'm surprised I got no reaction from the room.
Yeah.
That, very little.
That occurred back in the railroad track on the butt
really?
Encounter.
Is that was that? Was that
that's how that ended.
That's not.
Well, actually,
that's
didn't
not to
end
the
there.
Hill, is it? That's not.
No, no, no.
Girl.
Say another one.
Okay.
This is the overnight deal. Where I was, thought I was way off the road, and I was right on the side of the road and had that surgery where the scar with the stitches were on my bare ass.
Uh-huh.
Where you wondered
same
whose butt was.
Right.
Was in
it's gotta be clocks. Grass stains on the knee. So next, back to the party.
Next day, shows up at the bar. Where is he? What's his name? John.
Am I the only one that's a little lost in this story?
No.
Is there some background we need to know?
It was that party, you know.
Clock here was drunk.
Yeah, you know, I had to have this surgery to pull a steel rod out of my leg, out of my thigh. So I was living in California there for a couple of years. So I came back, had the surgery, and went to this party. And it was this
after the surgery.
Yeah,
the day after, the night of.
No, no, no. You know, I was back for a good month or so.
Oh.
But anyway, I went to this party, and there was this. I got so drunk I couldn't hardly stand up, and I end up in the garage in the beginning with this chick. And of course, her pants were down to her knees, and eventually there were a couple of parents that pulled up to pick up their respective kids, and the headlights flooded the garage, which would have exposed her wide open legs. And laying next to her going,
sweet.
Close your legs. What?
Close your legs.
The headlights are right on us, you know. But I didn't know her from a hill of beans. I just vanished with her, but I was so drunk.
Wow, how'd the relationship progress so far that you'd be making love?
Alcohol. So then I end up traipsing, I thought, through the woods before we tumbled down into the weeds to get it on.
Get it on.
Turns out I was only 2 feet off the road.
Oh.
And so all the activity went on, and of course, as people were leaving the party, because this was way late at night by now, everybody's wondering, who was that dude right on the side of the road that was doing that chick? He had this big, like, railroad track scar on his bare ass. And, of course, everybody knew. So everyone knew it was me. Because
he'll blow you in 5 seconds.
This surgery.
You look like trash.
You look like trash?
You did.
Really?
I don't think I've done anything to look trashy on television.
You think that Billy knows
you look like a whore.
You think you look like a whore?
Yeah.
And of course, we ended up back at the party when it was all said and done. And last I saw her, she was walking away with a spot on the.
Oh my!
So and
well.
The next day, apparently, she was trying to find me,
and
I was nowhere to be found.
Now the two of you have been intimate. You've made love.
Yeah.
And you're nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Aren't you looking for her?
No.
You made love to her the night before.
No.
Made love?
A mistake.
Clark's never made love to anyone.
You were intimate.
Yeah, bummer. Not that I was a prize, mind you.
She
was a prize.
She gave you the most precious thing she has.
Yeah.
She shared that with you.
Yeah, she did.
You two were one.
Yeah, we were.
Because one and one don't make two. One and one makes one.
One and one makes one.
And you were looking for that free ride to you.
I feel bad about it.
You were looking for you.
You don't think there's a mini Clark running around from her, do you?
Well, I did worry about that. I mean, when I found out she was pursuing me like that, and then several months later, people said, you know, that chick is still wondering where you are. But then I was back in California.
So, sorry I had a child.
I don't understand this. She gives you the most precious thing she has. The two of you make love.
Yeah,
you're in perfect harmony together. The one and one made not two, but one in this case. It's precious. intimate moments the two of you shared. And she apparently is fully aware of this, and she wants to find you the next day.
Yeah, she wants to have a life together, probably.
Maybe have a life, maybe have a child,
or punch
maybe
me in
make
the mouth.
Love again.
Yeah, or punch me in the teeth.
Must have been good.
Why did you not want to share this intimacy again?
Because she was a bummer.
We have some audio of her dad.
She's what you call a grenade.
Oh, no.
Well, you should go and f*** him, you know?
Not so great.
What was
big bummer.
What seemed to be the problem? And why would you make love? Why would the two of you make not two but one together?
Because
one and one doesn't make two, it makes one. Because, why would you make one together?
Because I was blind drunk.
Did you tell her you loved her?
Probably. And the next day when I...
How dare you lie like that?
When I was back home and I woke up and there was mud all over my shoes that I tracked into the house and every other damn thing. I realized that my wallet was missing.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So then I went in pursuit of my wallet, figuring that it probably, you know, was deep in the woods where, you know, this wonderful encounter happened.
Yeah, where you guys made love.
Yeah, that's where
I will never forgive you!
That's where I was shocked when I found it 2 feet off the road.
Oh.
Which substantiated some of the sightings, as it were.
Look at your son. He's a f***ing mess. Whore.
And all this because of that damn spot. But that's the story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And now, has she found someone else to be intimate with?
I'm sure she has. She's probably a very happy girl and has grown to be a very attractive girl as well. And probably has a wonderful family.
What was the complaint physically? Because it seems that there's some problem with her physical appearance that did not allow this
you wouldn't have liked
this intimacy to get more intimate.
Well, you wouldn't have liked the boob situation. That was just a couple of nips.
Oh, boy. Ooh,
bummer.
And very, very, very homely.
Mm. Wow.
I mean,
again. Better, yeah?
But I'm quick to add, not implying I was a stud and rugged, handsome dude myself.
Sounds like she'll blow me in 5 seconds.
But not very attractive.
You think there's any chance
kind
she's
of a whore. Kind of a sloppy, chunky butt. Too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You think she's still on the
butt.
Hunt for Clark?
Chunky butt.
Think she's still looking for you?
She's probably listening right now going, son of a bitch, he's on the radio.
He's talking about me right now. Can you imagine she's listening right now and you're calling her chunky butt?
Probably wasn't smart to, God, and everything else.
She is so looking. She's so looking for a mirror to check out her ass to see if she looks fat today.
She's calling her 27-year-old son, saying, "I found your father."
Oh man!
Would you go for a retap if she called you up?
Right. No, she trapped you. You guys end up having another child.
Be twins too.
I don't think you've been a very good father to this child either. You're right up there with Bobbitt and Drew. Bobbitt's kid Drew.
Yeah.
Similar relationship too. Remember he tapped that fat chick in Buffalo?
Yeah, very similar. Come to think of it,
once he was hammered out of his mind. She's pregnant with little Drew.
Yes. Yeah.
And then poor little Drew was 6 months old, he still hadn't seen him. And then remember, we didn't talk to him for about 3 years, and somewhere in the long conversation, I always ask about Drew because he's my namesake, and I just feel like, oh, poor little Drew.
Yeah.
Like, John, have you seen Drew? You guys have a relationship yet? And he's like, oh, you know what? I really want to see Drew. I haven't been able to have time to see Drew yet.
Yeah.
And then we asked him again.
Niagara Falls, remember? It was in Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And
we're trying to find some audio of Clark's kid.
Good.
We might have some audio of Clark's kid. We're trying to find it.
No, you don't have it. Don't bother to look. You don't have it.
Drew.
We'll have to get back to you.
Drew is like 15 years old now. And what do you bet Bobbitt has not seen Drew?
I guarantee you he hasn't. I absolutely guarantee you.
Yeah, he was so bummed out about the mother.
Yeah. And I'll bet, and wouldn't it be something if that kid looked exactly like Bobbitt?
Probably does.
He probably does, too. I'll bet you.
John did reveal at one point that he actually had a chance to see little Drew when he was home, but he's with some of his homeboys, and he did not want them to see how big the mother of Drew was.
That's
so he
true.
Passed on the Drew meeting.
That's true. That's a true story.
Oh, Johnny.
Oh, God, Bobbit. Oh, God.
I deserve to be blown first.
No, jeez.
So have you found little Mike Jr. yet?
No, they can't find them.
It's on a reel-to-reel. We'll have to pull it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, we can come back to it.
Oh.
Sure. What a nice little family you guys would have made.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you put that thing back together, maybe?
It would have been a wonderful way to start
my
life.
I'm thinking, Drew, you're right. We should try and put that thing back together.
Yeah.
See if the romance is still there.
Hey, maybe it's on Facebook or something, you know?
Well, let's face it. The world still has alcohol, so
yes,
it's not a question.
Yes, it does. I still have this scar on my ass.
Actual audio of Mike Clark's son from this beautiful union.
Oh, come on.
This lovemaking that went on that was referred to. Well, in the last 45 minutes or so, this lovemaking took place along the side of the road. That's how hot they were.
Great.
They could not wait. They couldn't bother to get a hotel room. They had to have it right then. These people were so the
hot for each other.
The chemistry was just so intense.
Yeah.
They had to do it right then and there.
Yeah, it was like a Fermi meltdown. Right, a reactor was melting down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as we pointed out, in this case, one and one did not make two. One and one made one. These two became one.
Unless you had twins
by the side of the road. But learning about Mini Mike, now that's a bit of a surprise. And we have actual audio of the result of that union.
You do?
Yes.
Where'd you clowns get this?
This is Mini Mike. I don't know. Walters came up with it somehow.
For God's sake.
Yeah, it's like a website or his Facebook site or something.
Oh, great.
He's posted audio. I don't know if you guys will pick up on it, but I'm hearing some definite similarities.
I don't think the apple falls too far from the tree.
No.
Just at first glance.
I should have never told this story.
Give it a listen.
Mike says you are full of hot air, you're ugly, you're an idiot, you sound stupid, your eyebrows are dumb, you're a ridiculous body, you're full of just like I am, Mini Butt Mike.
Mini Butt Mike. How about that?
Like father, like son.
And you know, it sounds like he's got a friend who laughs kind of like me.
Yeah, it does. Wow, you know, that's really
wild.
Touching. I got to tell you, all of a sudden, I kind of feel a strong attachment there,
really?
Bond in a strange way.
You know, if you saw her,
way.
If you ran into her now, I bet you guys would be tearing your clothes off
really?
In no time.
You think?
Yeah, to put this union back together, because that was, boy, I tell you, the chemistry, really something. And, of course, a child came of it, because when any time lovemaking is that intense, I think the fertility rates go up.
Yeah, when there's a burn down like that, it's got to yield something, right?
Yes.
Mike says you are full of hot air, you're ugly, you're an idiot, you sound stupid, your eyebrows are dumb, you're a ridiculous body, you're full of just like I am, Mini Butt Mike.
Mini Butt Mike has drops.
My son sounds a little bit like Pee Wee Herman.
A little bit.
Yeah. Wow. That's a weird feeling. I've never imagined what it would be like to be a parent, but I guess I'm starting to understand it. You know, I can imagine loving that person, right?
Really?
Yeah,
God, that's wild.
Yeah. You know, maybe it could nurture it over the years,
and
you know.
Probably by extension, that would make you feel a lot of love for the mother of your child.
Yeah.
In spite of the junk in the trunk or whatever. What would you say about her ass? Chunky? She had a chunky butt?
Yeah, chunky butt.
101 WRIF. NWRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike in the morning.
Between them, they have 10 vaginas.
101 WRIF. The Riff.
Take Two Authentics is the area leader in sports and entertainment.